State Attorney General Rob Bonta announced today that homicides in California jumped 31% last year, making 2020 the deadliest year in 13 years. There were 2,202 homicides last year, 523 more than the previous year. Black people disproportionately represented in the statistics, although just 6.5% of the total population, they made up 31% of all homicide victims last year. Latinos accounted for 45%, 16% were white. Bonta says there's a variety of reasons why the rates are so high, but one is a major focus, an increase in gun sales.
We can safely say that the pandemic had a monumental impact on daily life here in California and across the country for, you know, over the last year and a half. I think the numbers reflect some of the changes to people's lives. We saw things like domestic violence related calls for assistance involving a firearm rise dramatically by 42%. And we also saw a surge in the purchasing of guns. With more weapons, more economic stagnation, more desperation, I think those are all potential components and drivers of where we are today.
Nearly three-fourths of the 2020 homicides involved a firearm, up from 69% a year earlier, while domestic violence-related calls involving a firearm rose over 40%. At the same time, a record 686,435 handguns were sold, 65% increase compared to the previous year. Sales of long guns also increased by nearly 46%. To the second highest at 480,401 shotguns and rifles bought and sold in the state. Bonta is encouraging the public and authorities to use what's called red flag laws to prevent another deadly year.
When there is a tragic shooting, as the media covers the story, we often see that someone interviewed on the local news of a friend, a family member, a coworker, a neighbor, that they noticed something in the days or weeks or months before the incident. One might say there was a red flag. Here in California, we have red flag laws. Our gun violence and domestic violence restraining orders help local law enforcement temporarily recover firearms or prevent the purchase of firearms by individuals who have shown a probability to commit violence.
In an attempt to curb firearm deaths, states around the country have adopted red flag laws. Connecticut was the first in 1999. Indiana, California, Washington, Oregon followed after the 2018 Stoneman Douglas High School massacre in Parkland, Florida. That state, then Vermont, Maryland, Rhode Island, New Jersey, Delaware, Massachusetts, Illinois, District of Columbia also enacted red flag laws. California's red flag law has been in effect since 2016, that in response to the 2014 shooting in Isla Vista near the UC Santa Barbara campus, which claimed the lives of six people and left 14 injured. The law is currently primarily used by law enforcement officers, but family members, employers, coworkers, and school employees may also petition a court to prohibit a person that they deem a danger to themselves or others from owning firearms. Attorney General Bonta says he has the hope that red flag laws and people who use them can cut back on the increase in homicides.
It's an approach that works. It prevents gun violence from happening in the first place. It helps save lives. And, you know, there's data from Connecticut. There's data from UC Davis that shows just that gun violence restraining orders, also known, as I mentioned, as red flag laws, help and work. And so we also need to invest in other approaches that work. We need approaches for, you know, that invest in community partnership, economic investment, restorative justice, the strategic deployment of law enforcement.
Last year, 1,285 gun violence restraining orders were issued by judges in California in pursuit to the red flag law. California has some of the nation's toughest firearm laws, but the data shows there's still much to do.